Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. First and foremost, we must mention that today is the day of Arba'een, the day where the world comes together in visiting the beloved grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Today, being Arba'een, I wanted to, you know, we've all heard the traditions about the visitations of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Arba'een, and the very tradition that is mentioned by Imam Asghar alayhi salam. But on this day, I want to take another outlook on it. There's a very beautiful tradition from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in which he says that any person who for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does any action with a pure intention, purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is any action, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for 40 days, right? So whoever does an action with the pure intention only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 40 days, the hadith says, فَجَّرَ اللَّهُ يَنَابِيُ الْحِكْمَةِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up such wisdom for this person in his heart and upon his tongue. That this wisdom will go from this heart to his tongue in such a way that, you know, it fajr, it will explode. It is something that is a gift to this person if a person is able to do it. So why have I mentioned this tradition? Is that we have an opportunity from the day of Ashura till this day of Arba'een, this 40 days, is one of those places where these 40 days, this hadith can be practiced. It is an opportunity for us, my dear brothers and sisters, that this Arba'een, from the day of Ashura, the month of Muharram being a time where we try to change ourselves, where we try and use our tears for the betterment, that those tears should carry on in these 40 days from the day of Ashura till this day of Arba'een, this 40th of the martyrdom of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and we should use it to form and to do those deeds, or a deed, at least one deed, purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that what? That the wisdom can explode from our hearts onto our tongues. Those who, alhamdulillah, have the opportunity to go to the haram of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam at this time, you know, it's important for them also to pray for us, and to pray for all those who need it, and to pray for all of us who wish to go to the grave of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. For example, this 40 days that I mentioned should culminate in a person being able to go to the grave of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and there, with this hadith in mind, pray for anything that he wishes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him that desire. Why? Because he has done everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these 40 days. And there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hopefully, inshaAllah, because of this ikhlas and the sincerity that this person has done over these 40 days, will open up those of hikmah. And what a beautiful place for that hikmah actually to be opened up, in the haram of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. InshaAllah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you.